This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to air some clips. Beto O'Rourke crashing the press conference. The mayor of Uvalde responding. Ted Cruz knocking it out of the park. That's what we need to see more of in the face of some leftist guy from the UK demonizing America and more. And then when we start the next segment, six after, we go into overdrive intel with our inside sources at the bottom of the hour on what really happened and the latest information on the tragedy in Uvalde. We have a major school safety a training officer that runs training programs for courthouses, schools, you name it, in major cities, who's going to be joining us in studio at the bottom of the hour in 30 minutes. We'll have open phones after that and a lot of news today. But here's a few of the clips I just mentioned.
2916. And at this time, I will pass the mic to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down.
I do
the next shooting is right now, and you're doing nothing.
No, please get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk to. So
this is totally predictable. With you.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
This is my stand on that. They want to have that discussion. That's fine. But that event today was not the place or the time to come in there and attack the governor or anybody else there. He wants to have that discussion, have it outside somewhere, something. But not in that building where we're trying to get the people away. This community is broken right now. No community should have to go through what we can do in this community. And for a person to come in there and start that crap, I have no respect for that. And the haters that hate that send me the emails and the texts, to hell with you too. I'm just telling you. But I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent. We're American people. We're trying to come together as a community. And to do what you did today at that press conference was wrong. I'm sorry, but it was wrong.
Is this the moment to reform gun laws?
You know, it's easy to go to politics.
But it's important. It's at the heart of the issue.
I get that that's where the media likes to go.
No, it's not. It's where many of the people we've talked to here like to go.
The proposals from Democrats in the media, inevitably, when some violent psychopath murders people.
A violent psychopath who's able to get a weapon so easily. 18-year-old with two AR-15s.
If you want to stop violent crime, the proposals the Democrats have, none of them would have stopped this.
But why does this only happen in your country? I really think that's what many people around the world just, they cannot fathom. Why only in America? Why is this American exceptionalism so awful?
You know, I'm sorry you think American exceptionalism is awful.
I think this aspect of it.
You get your political agenda.
No, it's honestly,
God love you.
Senator, it's not. I just want to understand why you do not think that guns are the problem.
Why is this just an American problem, sir?
Well, it is just an American problem, sir.
Mr. Cruz, why is America the only country that faces this kind of mass shooting?
But you can't answer that. You can't answer that, can you, sir? You can't answer that. Why is this?
Why is it that people come from all over the world to America? Because it's the freest, most prosperous, safest country on earth.
It may be the freest, maybe the most.
Why are our kids dying in Paris?
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the puppet in chief, Joe Biden, Barack Obama's third administration placeholder, has come out and said the Second Amendment is not absolute. And they tell us free speech isn't absolute, and now they're trying to get rid of all free speech, and they've admitted, Beto O'Rourke, all of them, that hell yes, we'll take your semi-automatic rifles, we'll take all your semi-autos, including handguns, so that we can't protect ourselves. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the big scandal right now isn't just the poor 19 children and two teachers that died. It's that the media first reported, wasn't even the state police or local police or Border Patrol saying this, but the media said, oh, you know, he ran off in the ditch being chased, shot the police, ran into the school, started shooting people. No, he went in the school, barricaded himself behind an armored door that he was able to get them to open up and get into, or wasn't locked, to then lock that so that the police didn't know what was going on inside. And so it went on for almost an hour of him barricaded inside. Then this is coming out now. He started executing the people inside. Now, that's here and there in the news. They're admitting that's the case. But the big push is, see, we got to federalize the police, or the police are bad, and they stood down. This was not like Parkland. This was not like Columbine, where they did stand down on record when they knew it was a shooter actively going, but none of them wanted to be shot. None of them wanted to accidentally shoot a child and have liability in this nanny state. That's terrible, and now we've had decades of this happening several times a year, and it's emblematic of how the system says the citizens shouldn't be able to be armed, and then the police don't have a responsibility to protect you. They're there to enforce the law, but they should try, and then they get the blame when it's an evil person out of control, and we have an evil problem. I have a stack of news of mass shootings in Latin America where they've taken the guns from the people, in most cases, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago. There was another big massacre in Mexico just yesterday where they just lined up 17 people and executed them, the drug cartels. That's happening every day or so, and it hardly ever even makes the back of the paper, and it certainly doesn't make the U.S. news. Just like thousands of shootings a year in Chicago, over 1,000 deaths a year in Chicago, hundreds of deaths in places like Dallas, black-on-black crime. It's terrible. 95% of it black-on-black, gang-related, and zero national coverage of it or how the police and citizens are battling it. And then the cops make a mistake. Somebody's out of their mind on multiple drugs. They die of a heart attack. Comes out in the coroner report, but we don't care. $3 billion of property and dozens are killed, and then candidate Biden and then candidate Harris said it's a good thing. while they try to defund the police. So we've got Tim Enloe, who is a safety school head trainer, and he trains big schools right here in Central Texas and courthouses, police departments, churches, you name it. He's very respected, and he trains people almost every week. He's also our security head here. He is going to be in studio with us, and he has contacts in law enforcement and is getting more details right now of exactly what went on inside of that building. When the police do bad things, we're all over them. When Soros gets district attorneys appointed and police chiefs that are globalist, we expose them. I mean, I see cases where they won't prosecute armed robbers and killers. You see that all the time. There was a school shooting last year up in Fort Worth. Guy shot three people, black guy. He was out the next morning from jail. They've had cases in downtown Austin where they spray crowds with bullets and they let him out of jail the next day. The Antifa shooter that shot two people and tried to shoot a guy in a car driving down the street, they let him out of jail. No prison time. I mean, think about the crime exploding because of the direct policies these people engage in, or the thousands killed on the border and the severed heads and the hearts cut out and all of it. And these people shake their fingers at us while they have all these Secret Service and bodyguards in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, where they disband half the police and then do multi-million dollar contracts for the city council to have 24-hour private guards at the city council and their homes. It's like the globalists flying into Davos and flying into this world government summit in Geneva on hundreds of jet airplanes and getting $60 million, mainly U.S. taxpayer money, to pay for it. And then telling you you shouldn't have a car or air conditioner and that you shouldn't have children. It's unbelievable. They have armed bodyguards. They have security. They have intelligence. They have surveillance. They have our taxpayer dollars paying for it, and it's out of control. So that's bottom of the hour. In about 20 minutes, Tim is going to be in studio with us to lay out what we know and the best facts we've got. This will be exclusive information, just like the special ed teacher for the reported shooter on with us yesterday. This is going to be extremely informative, and we'll cut through what's really going on. Could the police done a better job? Absolutely. Should we learn from this? Absolutely. But just to say that, they kept people from going and saving their kids, now we know it was a hostage situation, and that was what was going on. But if more comes out and information changes, we will definitely let you know. All right. We have a lot of other news on the economy, a lot of other news on global starvation, the latest on monkeypox, baby formula running out, not just here, but all over the Western world, and more shortages coming as the supply chain breaks down. That's why it's more important than ever now to keep InfoWars on the air, because our supply chain's broken down. Our costs have all gone up. I know the listeners and viewers all understand that. We try not to go up on the prices. We try to have big sales. But we're not going to be able to stay on air unless we get funded by the listeners. And I want to thank you all for your commitment and those of you that have stepped up. And that's why we're making a big announcement. And just like the last two times, they sell out within 8-9 days. And it's the third and final coin in the Founders Coin system, with a whole new system and a lot of exclusive stuff, and exclusive broadcast, films, you name it, for everybody that gets the coin, signs up with their email, then as all these special benefits and things move forward, you will be getting them unless we get shut down, which probably isn't going to happen for a long time, if ever, but we're on track to do things we want to do. We haven't got it all done yet, but it's very exciting. I want to thank those of you that are founding member coins. Plus, it's a piece of history. And so the markup in the coin, again, this is not as an investment. It's an investment in your freedom in the future. It's not an investment in silver. It's an investment in a collectible artifact of the Second American Revolution during this historical struggle. We'll put more coins out in the future, but they're not going to be founder coins. And they'll be a lesser price because these are higher, because they're exclusive and are going to fund us staying on the air and doing so much more. And this coin was designed 6 months ago. It was finished minting a week ago. It got delivered yesterday to a vault we have off-site, and they'll be gone in 10 days. And so it has nothing to do with the terrible event that just happened, but it is extremely apropos. It is the come and take it from Gonzales, Texas, very close to where this happened. When the Mexican army came and said, turn in your guns and your cannon, they said, come and take it, quoting what happened with the Greeks at the Battle of Thermopylae, or as you know, 300. So come and take it. Ladies and gentlemen, only 10,000 of this coin. It has a cannon with the Gadsden snake coiled around it on one side. It has the Greek Spartan fighter helmet. On the other, it says, come and take it. Founding member coin, 1776 to 2020, free men bear arms. On one side, it says free men bear arms. On the tail side, on the head side, it says come and take it, founding member. This is such a special coin, the third in the series. And I can tell you, these coins are selling for three, four, five times what people got them for all over eBay everywhere. Did that supposed to make more of the originals? No. These are 10,000 each, and that's it. This is the last in the set. You want to go to 1776, just the number, 1776coin.com, 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 or patriotcollectibles.com. Now available. Get yours now and help keep the First and Second Amendment stronger than ever in the face of this avalanche, this tsunami of evil. Or you can also go to patriotcollectibles.com as the same site, patriotcollectibles.com, or 888-253-313.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Important to realize that they have announced their world government treaty. They've now released some segments of the draft. It does give veto power of the UN over national sovereignty. Biden publicly wanted that, or his controllers did. And they have announced that they're in a transition of taking us off fossil fuels that experts estimate will kill over 1 billion people in the next decade. There's news articles about the hundreds of millions that will die very quickly over that. You don't just have baby formula shortages in the third world when they do stuff like this. You have mass death, and then you have collapse and huge amounts of refugees. So we're talking about 21 people dead, and it's horrible, and we wish we could stop evil, but that's the conundrum of life on Earth, is there's free will. There's good people, and there's bad people. And most good people are asleep, so they let the bad people run rampant. And that's what history shows. We've had one of the securest, safest nations ever. People want to come here because of the opportunity. And compared to many other nations, we have a low crime rate. Some of our cities have some of the worst crime in the world, and that's where the people are disarmed. And I know the listeners all understand this. But you've got to be vocal, and you've got to be active right now, because they're coming after your First Amendment, saying you got radicalized online, just like the white supremacist a couple weeks ago in Buffalo. And so they're blaming all of our speech for this, and they're blaming our right to self-defense, and they're coming for our freedom. So we have a school safety trainer who does the law enforcement active shooter training, Tim Enloe, who does it for major cities here in Texas. He trains police departments on it, and also courthouse security, all of that. He's got the sources, he's got the intel, and he's going to be in studio with us coming up next segment. We'll play some clips coming into that segment of Biden coming after the Second Amendment, Beto O'Rourke and others, the announcements that have been made. They're also merging this new anti-terrorism bill, saying white people are the main terror threat. All over the news, members of Congress are, and trying to tie what happened at these different shootings to just being white in general. And it's just absolutely preposterous. It's amazing. And people should be upset that you're being blamed for what somebody does that's the same color as you, even though this guy wasn't, quote, white. He was Hispanic, but looks like a white guy to me. And the point is that this guilt by association situation is just unbelievable when it's Democrat policies that we know on record that cause the massive crime and death and shootings in the streets. And they know it. They're in a process of dismantling the once free world because they don't want an example of freedom anywhere in the world to anybody else. They don't want that American benchmark. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Are we heads above other countries on average? Absolutely. Unless you live in Luxembourg or Switzerland. And I couldn't afford to live in Switzerland. I couldn't afford to live in Luxembourg. I'm not a rich man, but I'm upper middle class. The average person could not live in a place like that. And of course, Switzerland, the citizens have to be armed by law, and they have the lowest crime rate in the world. So where the elites live, the public is armed. In fact, every mile or so, they have armored fortresses in the sides of hills and mountains, and the citizens have keys to it, and it's full of rocket launchers and machine guns that they have to check out on each year and prove they know how to use. How do they trust the Swiss to have rocket launchers and machine guns and small artillery? Well, Switzerland's been neutral for 400 years and never gets invaded as the richest country in the world per capita because of that. So really, the American example of 1776, they quoted the Swiss cantons, their states, and their rules. And they also quoted some of the Dutch laws, the Dutch going back over 500 years ago because of pirate raids on their incredible shipping facilities, the second largest in the world at the time. They began to arm what they called the Night Watch, and they would get the local men as a militia to be armed. And up to that point, the general public could not be armed anyway. Only the nobles and the knights and to control the serfs. But if you go to Switzerland and if you go to the Netherlands, the Dutch, that's where our Second Amendment comes from. Also, some of that is in the Magna Carta and British common law, but the examples of it come from the Dutch and come from the Swiss, and we owe them for that. And it goes back to when the Swiss took over and overthrew a foreign king that was in control of their country that was torturing and killing people. And it's the famous story of William Tell that's part true, part legend, you know, shooting the apple off with the crossbow and the rest of it. So William Tell, like, it's like Conan the Barbarian or something, like killed a whole bunch of the king's troops and then caused an uprising. And that's where the public being armed comes from. They had their own 1776 long before us, and it's fascinating, fascinating information. All right. There's a legislator in Florida, we got the clip coming up as well, who said, let Biden ban our guns and you'll see what the Second Amendment's for. That is how the war started. Taxation of representation, and then people being put in puppet courts, and then they tried to take the guns. And I understand everybody's really angry right now. We have a right to revolution under the Declaration of Independence that just points out our rights that God gave us. But we really, I'm not putting this rep down, I understand what he's saying, but I really think at this point we need to really cool our rhetoric. And I'm somebody that's had very strong rhetoric as well. You try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again, and it will if they do this. But we need to be working politically and culturally to stop this, because the globalists, if we have that type of rhetoric right now, will stage an event or provocateur an event and blame it on patriots and then try to make the whole revolution about going after gun owners. And if the globalists are dumb enough to do that, then it's going to happen. It's like at Bunker Hill, Lexington Concord, when 1776 started. You had the captain of the militia. He said, we don't want a war here. We don't want it to start. Don't fire first. Let's try to fix this peacefully, but we're not turning our guns in. And it's called the shot heard around the world. And most historians believe the British fired first. But this won't be good for the feds trying to enforce it. You'll be like the Redcoats. And it won't be good for the citizens. The globalists want to destabilize the world, and they want to kick off a violent revolution. We do not want to have to go to that. We need to work as hard as we can. We are politically winning to the point they have to steal elections with dead people and illegal alien names and out-of-staters on record. 2,000 mules proves it. But the Democrats said there'll be a red mirage, and then we'll win with mail-in ballots. They said what they would do. So they're discredited. They've already lost. All they can hope is to have a civil war in this country to cover up what they've done with the economy and the rest of it. And instead, we're going to expose the UN. We're going to expose the WEF. We're going to expose Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. We're going to expose the secret network set up by Obama and others to censor the American people through NATO funding that goes to Ukraine and comes back here, and everything that's now hitting the news that we told you about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago. We're going to do this together. We're going to get an open debate about what's happening, and we're going to use the First Amendment to beat these people. We're going to use the Second Amendment to defend ourselves from criminals, lawlessness, you name it. And if they try to take the guns en masse and take people to camps, then the Civil War will begin, and that'll be off the races. But I am doing everything in my power to stop that and call for calm. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
They took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of the private idea that the kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize kids belong to the whole community.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need camps that you all run.
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To get the facts on what happened Monday afternoon in Uvalde, Texas. I wanted to get my friend, who's a school safety trainer for the police, but also does it for courthouses, you name it, Tim Enlow, in on Monday and Tuesday, but he said he wanted to get more facts. At first, the media said that the state police were chasing him with the Border Patrol, and then he crashed the vehicle, ran the school, started shooting people. That's not the case. He went in and barricaded himself in a classroom behind an armored door, was holding hostages. That's confirmed, but it's not being pushed in the news. You have to dig to find that. And they're just saying the police just stood down. And now Biden's demonizing the police, and others are. We saw them stand down at Parkland a few years ago. We saw them do that, of course, 20-something years ago at Columbine, now 23 years ago. And we can always learn a lot from this, but it's not the police fault. It's evil people's fault. And it's not the gun's fault. It's psycho's fault. And just like the white supremacist, he said he was going to shoot up a school. He said he was going to attack people. He'd been red flagged. Nothing was done. So Tim Enlow is here with us to talk about this, and he can give you what his sources are telling him and what is known. And so, again, if the police do something bad, we will be the first to tell you. Police aren't perfect. Everything needs to be up to scrutiny, including us. That keeps us, you know, on our toes and helps be better people. But changing this onto the police, away from the psycho, is garbage, my view. So Tim, take over wherever you'd like to start with the information you have and what happened here.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we're still in the very, very early stages of the investigation, right? So there's new facts coming out literally every hour, every day, right? So, but what we're hearing right now is just as you alluded to at the intro, and that is that it now appears that some kind of contact was made with the shooter by law enforcement before he went into the school. And then somehow he managed to enter the school, enter a classroom, and then potentially lock that door or somehow barricade that door to where law enforcement couldn't immediately go in after him. The other thing is that I'm hearing is that, you know, at first we were led to believe that this guy ran into school and just started shooting. But now they're saying that he may have been in that classroom for upwards of 30 to 45 minutes, not killing, while law enforcement kind of treated it as a barricaded subject type call rather than an active shooter call, right? And if that's the case, then obviously that's going to have to be looked at, and we're going to have to look at in the future how we deal with that in law enforcement.
Because, again, they're hardening the facilities to keep these crazy people, these demon terrorists out, but then they can actually use that hardening once they're in to keep the police out.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, I think what we're probably going to see and what I'm hearing is that at least the very initial officers that were on scene, that they probably did not have the breaching equipment that they needed to immediately breach that door.
That's right. They had to find a teacher with a key while he's shooting reportedly through the door.
Right. And so obviously that's problematic, right? We're going to have to look at... You know, there's already, and you've covered it for the last few days, right? There's all these outcries about, oh, we need to do something, gun control, the usual drivel that we hear from the left when this happens. But what we're really dealing with here is not taking things away. What we need to do is give more. And, for example, the law enforcement, they need more equipment. Every law enforcement officer should have a breaching tool in his car.
Battering ram.
Well, either battering ram or some kind of, you know, like some kind of pry bar, you know, something that they can breach doors with, right? And with that, obviously, those officers are going to have to be trained, right? A lot of
what about what the military uses, like the Delta Force, where they use a shotgun that fires out projectiles, but dissipate, they breach the door that way.
Right, and law enforcement have had breaching rounds for a long time. However, you got to keep in mind that that's not always going to be effective, okay? You have to look at, was it an inward opening door? Was it an outward opening door? All those kind of things are going to come into play with what kind of breaching equipment is going to be effective. And again, that takes training, training that the average patrol officer right now still does not usually get.
And let's think about, we'll come back and go through all this, Tim, and your expertise on it, which is great to have you here, and I appreciate you being here. Imagine the police have to go in and then see all these dead kids. They're not the villains. They're there trying to protect us, and obviously these police in Texas we know wanted to go in, and a Border Patrol guy did finally kill this crazy animal, but just the media changing the subject of the police is not good.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous, right? I mean, this guy took a grazing round, a BORTAC officer took a grazing round to the head, had to get stitches in the top of his head, right? He was lucky to be alive, and he still apparently managed to put the suspect down. This is not, again, this is not law enforcement's fault, per se, in any way, shape, or form. However, it's been now 23 years, I believe, since Columbine, right? And... if 19 kids and two teachers are being killed in a school 23 years after Columbine, then we still have to make some changes. And those changes are, again, related to better training, better equipment, and maybe tactics. I don't know. But we're going to have to take a hard look at this.
We're going to go to break. Tim Inlow here with us. What are some of the other issues you want to walk people through? Can you talk about, you know, training for people, what the police are being taught?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I went through the train-to-trainer course at the Alert Center, which is the center here in Texas that teaches active shooter tactics for law enforcement, breaching at that time for that course was not part of the curriculum, right? Breaching doors and things like that. I think that's something we're going to have to look at to train the first responders in breaching, that every first responder should at least have some basic breaching knowledge and breaching tools. I think we're going to have to look at that. More importantly, though, again...
We'll be right back.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At least 14 minutes after they knew that there was a shooter inside of Parkland High School in Florida a few years ago, Cruz, the shooter, and they didn't go in. They definitely stood down. And that's terrible. And it happened for almost an hour at Columbine. And the answer is we can't expect police to always be there and protect us. It's not their job to protect us. They try to. Their job in the Constitution is to enforce the law of, you know, arrest people, take them to jails, you know, for the court system and the juries. So we don't know all the details, but it is confirmed by the state police, by the local police and Border Patrol, that he was in a barricaded position inside a classroom holding people hostage. We have other people saying, oh, they heard he came in and said, you're all going to die, and started shooting people. Well, how do they know that? And they all died. We'll find out what happened here. The issue is they're blaming the gun owners. They're blaming the Second Amendment. And taking guns away from law-abiding people we know won't work. Look at the cities where they're taking the guns. Look at Venezuela with a much higher crime rate with guns than us. Or Mexico. They had a massacre that I've got here on the stack we'll be getting to. But, you know, Tim, you're a humble guy, but you've been in the Army, the Marines, Blackwater, a bunch of other agencies. You've been a police officer in Austin. and you train all the time major police departments on this. And next hour we get some of the actual training that goes on. But we'll get back into the latest info we have. And I'm not here in some worship the police brown-nosing position, because I know the police have their own problems. The globalists are trying to demonize police departments to take them over, so then we really will have a problem, you know, like the police in globalist-controlled countries. But just as a father, because I know you've got children like I do, older ones, younger ones like I do, and it obviously hits you in the guts. You know, some of your children just had a graduation yesterday. My 5-year-old daughter just turned 5 on Cinco de Mayo. She just had her graduation today. You look at this, you just can't imagine somebody doing this and executing children. And again, let's not forget, that's who did this. And you can't expect a plumber to come to your house and fix the pipe in an hour. Imagine police showing up and they don't even know what's going on, and they're told there's a guy barricaded in with children. Then that process happens. The image of them tasering people and arresting people trying to break in, I don't blame those parents either. This is a mess, but it's the evil guy that caused this. But just getting into training or getting into any points you want to make, Tim, because, you know, I'll just take over here, about as a real professional expert that's seen war zones, you name it, trains police for this type of stuff, what your best understanding is and just other points you'd like to impart to folks.
Well, again, I think the biggest thing I'm seeing, and I didn't tell you this before the show, but I actually wrote my kid's superintendent yesterday, right, because he issued an email about the shooting and everything. And, you know, it was the standard, oh, you know, we're so sorry about what happened, our hearts go out. And then he mentioned an increased police presence possibly at the school for the next few days. Well, their idea of an increased police presence was an officer pretty much in plain clothes with just a pistol that was inside the school kind of walking around, right? And again, this is goes to equipment and it goes to mindset. What I'm constantly seeing still is that we're afraid in this country for an officer to be walking around with an assault rifle in a school. Why? Because it freaks, you know, they think it's going to freak parents out.
But we know statistically that'll scare the perps away. That no,
right,
these are a place instead of death by cop, go die like a devil, kill a bunch of kids, be famous. They just advertise like a neon sign, this is the place to come.
Right, that's exactly right. And listen, I think, you know, again, we don't have all the facts. We don't know if the police couldn't get into the classroom. We don't know if the shooter shot right away, but because there's conflicting reports on that, right? But what we do know is that every single report so far has said that the shooter was in a barricaded, some type of barricaded position when they were engaging him, right? Now, the important thing to remember here is this, right? A gunfight, what I like to always tell people, if somebody has a knife, I'm going to try to bring a gun to that fight, right? I'm not going to try to fight a guy a knife with a knife. If he has a knife, I'm going to bring a gun. If he has a handgun, I want to have a rifle. If he, you know, and so forth. So putting police officers in with just a handgun and expecting them to come out winning against guys with assault rifles, it's not that it can't be done. It can be done if those officers are trained properly. However,
and if they have an STI Staccato that shoots as good as an AR-1500 yard.
But it definitely makes the job harder, right? It definitely makes the job harder.
They're not a sponsor. They should be. We both have those guns. We can shoot small targets at like 50 to 100 yards of those all day long.
Yeah, there's a lot of handguns out there today that are very accurate. But again, when you're talking about a round that goes 900 feet per second versus a round that goes, you know, 2,600 feet
per second. Body armor is going to stop a 9mm.
Right, exactly, right? So there's all these different reports, again, that some officers may have shot at him, but he still made it into the school. And again,
what's the best thing for him to have then? What would be the best firearm?
Well, again, I think for school security, I think these officers need to have AR-15s. Absolutely. And not locked away in some locker somewhere, but they need to have them on their person. Right?
And they're big boys. They can carry them around their back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And I think that should be standard. And more importantly, first of all, not all schools still don't have school resource officers or police officers stationed at the schools. It's time that changes. Every school in America needs to have an armed, trained security officer or police officer.
Well, I went to a little tiny private Christian school my daughter goes to, and for the first time ever, they had an armed security guard out there.
That's right. Right. And again, in this day and age,
do you believe we have to protect our children from these demons?
It's a shame. But look, this is not nothing new, right? And you look at Israel. Israel has had armed guards at their schools for decades.
They've had jihadis targeting schools for 30 years.
And they learned early on that the best way to deter that is to have someone with an assault rifle standing in front of that school or, you know, on that school property.
And nobody makes a big deal about it when the teacher's got an Uzi in her desk.
Exactly.
And they never have teachers killing the kids with the Uzi.
Yeah, and again, in this country, we want to make excuses, but what we don't want to do is make sure that our teachers, our police officers have the proper training and have the proper equipment to deal with these kinds of situations.
Isn't this the reason to have the Second Amendment, that the society is degrading and degenerating and producing?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, if you look at, you know, the BORTAC officer that shot, reportedly anyway, shot the guy, from what I'm reading, he was off duty. He was off duty when this happened. He heard the call on the radio. He geared up, and he made a straight beeline for that school to see if he could help out, right? So,
and that's good, because while they were sitting outside thinking it might, you know, be a hot situation, he was the guy reportedly going. The guy was barricaded, shooting at him through the door.
Right.
So there is an issue of the police milling around outside waiting for orders. I think that's the bureaucracy.
Well,
you train people in this. What would you have done? I know you don't want a Monday morning quarterback this time.
Right, that's tough. But here's the thing. I think what we all need to come to the realization of is that if there is a report or if a subject is seen going into a school armed, it doesn't matter at that moment if he's shooting or not. That suspect has to immediately be confronted by law enforcement.
Well, I think if you're going into school with a gun, out with it openly, menacing, you need to be killed.
Well, and again, you know, there's every state has laws for citizens and for police as far as how to deal when deadly force is authorized, right? But again, I think the empirical data now is such that no one goes into a school brandishing an AR-15 with good intentions. Okay, and I think we need to realize that, and the police need to be trained to respond to that. And again, we don't know yet if this is going to be a training issue, whether or not they were waiting because they didn't hear gunshots immediately, or whether the suspects started shooting and they couldn't get in. We don't know. But
that's right. So all the second guessing of the facts are in. By the left and others, it's just disgusting opportunism.
That's exactly right. Right. But again, I will just say this: 23 years after Columbine, there is absolutely no reason why 19 children and two teachers should still be getting killed before the suspect is taken out.
In almost every case, they are already threatening to attack, and people are warning. This guy was reportedly running around doing all sorts of mischief, violence, shooting people with BB guns. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right. And again, if you know, I don't know if the reports are accurate, but I've heard even self-mutilation, cutting his face. You know,
his friends were saying,
right, being aggressive toward female staff where he worked briefly, things like that. These are all warning signs. And again, it goes back to people have to speak up. Right. If you have a suspicion about someone, if someone really seems off, there's nothing wrong with speaking out and saying, hey, somebody needs to check this guy out.
I'm not saying this is staged. I don't believe it was staged. I'm just saying we're going into the midterms, and now all this is starting to happen. It's just demonic. Like, what? It's weird.
Well, and the other thing I would caution is that one of the things we always see after large attacks like this is copycats, right? So I think law enforcement needs to be prepared. I think civilians should be very, aware of their surroundings.
Everybody should be on alert.
That's exactly right. You need to be paying attention. You know, when I dropped my kid off at school again, you know, I was checking out every single thing that I could, you know, because again, it's not uncommon for people to see this, utter mentally ill people to see this and want to make a name for
it. And that's it. There's always been mentally ill people, but the media hyping school shootings, that I got major studies here in the stack today, 100% causal connection to when there is an event, more events come, and when the media hypes it forever, they're like hoping it happens again.
And that's exactly right, because for them it's ratings. It's ratings, it's coverage, right? So it's a shame that it's that way, but...
Tim, stay there. Let's talk about some of the security at schools and how you think it can be improved in hour number three. Stay with us.
Okay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.